All right, welcome to episode 114. This is our All Star Wars mini podcast.
It will be mini.
Okay, good.
Because I'm tired.
Yes, I am as well. So what we're trying to do, guys, we are trying to shorten our podcast just a little bit. So we'll do podcasts based on all TV shows, mm-hmm. all movies, all Star Wars, all mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
And also, we are excited to introduce...
We have a call-in line.
A feedback line, yeah.
Feedback line, I guess you could say. So we would love to hear from you, just feedback on the podcast or your or just any thoughts you have on whatever we discussed or anything like that. So I'm going to hand you the number now. It's area code 816-237-8422. Again, 816-237-8422. So yeah, give us a call, leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll, you know, we'll get back to you.
Yeah, and we'll play your comments.
Yeah,
comments. On our podcast. So yeah, exciting. We're getting back in the
groove. We're trying it out. So please, we'd love to hear from you. So if you listen to us and you want to chime in, please call that number and leave us a message. Of course, you can always also, email us at agallonagay@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter, agallonagay, or Facebook, agallonagay, and message us there too. So there's a variety of ways you can reach us.
Yes. Yes. So, all right, let's get into our Star Wars podcast.
Remember, the Force will be with you, always.
So they released an image from The Last Jedi this week. Yes?
Images, I guess.
From the movie. Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
So they announced, Disney announced Force Friday 2, which will be in September, the first Friday in September. And so they showed a picture of the box one of the new toys will come in. And it has an image of Rey, Poe, and Finn.
Yes.
And it's interesting because Rey has a new hairstyle.
And there's lots of speculation, I suppose, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I haven't really read a lot about it, but...
Yeah, so there's... She kind of looks like Qui-Gon? It's late when we're doing this podcast. I don't even know why we're trying.
I know.
This.
Why are we doing it?
But we really want to get this out here.
Yeah.
Qui-Gon Jinn,
yes.
Liam Neeson, his uh-huh. character. So it's like she's pulled back, her hair's pulled back, but then the bottom is flowing. So.
Yeah.
I don't think that will be her end hairstyle.
I bet not, no.
Because we've talked about how she, at one point when they were finishing up shooting, they were toward the end, she had a cover.
Yeah, she had to cover her hair. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. So
I just thought that, I mean... And there's also kind of speculation of why she would be covering her hair. Like, okay, she's going to have, you know, like, why does it really matter? And she was working out. So, I don't know. I think it still all goes back to the buns. That she had buns in the last one. She's a Skywalker.
She's a Skywalker.
We know this.
She's a Skywalker.
I don't even know why we're even pretending that...
I know.
That it's not a thing. I mean, even... It's just not... She's a Skywalker in some form.
And also, you were telling me about how the speculation about Jedi, because Jedi can be plural or mm-hmm. singular, and apparently when it translates in other countries, it's plural.
It's plural.
Yes. So, that leads you to believe there's more than one Jedi.
Yeah, when it's not in English,
yeah.
when they obviously wouldn't translate it in English, but they're translating it into other languages, it's translated into plural.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously... We know Rey is being trained by Luke.
So Luke's going to train her and, mm-hmm. you know, so to become a Jedi, I bet. Which will be cool. Mm-hmm. I hope. Can't wait for this movie.
I know. So there's also a lot of speculation about when the trailer will leak. Not leak. There is a leak of what it's going to contain.
When it's
going to
be put out. Released.
But it's supposed to be released. Again, speculation. at Star Wars Celebration in April, but some people think it will be released possibly on the 22nd of February, because of some mathematics of when they release the first. Whoops.
Uh-oh.
when they release the first something or another to when they release the first actual trailer.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, oh, when they announced it. Okay, so this is what they did. Sorry.
Okay, again, so they're going by the timeline that the first film went by?
So basically when they announced the name of the film to how long it took before we saw the first trailer. And so they calculated it, and it could be February
22nd. Huh. Hmm, which would be...
So that'd be this week.
This week, yeah.
So we will...
We'll see.
We'll see. But anyway, so... But other sources claim that it will definitely be shown at Star Wars Celebration, which is scheduled in Orlando between the 13th and 16th of April.
Hmm.
But anyway, and again, a lot of people think that it's going to start with Finn again. So remember that first teaser? It started with him in the desert popping
yeah.
up?
Mm-hmm.
That it's going to be kind of something similar where he's waking up from after... Because he's been in a coma
yeah.
for however long. Waking up from the coma.
Huh.
And it's expected that we will see... we will see Poe. We will see Leia in this, but we will not see Kylo. And I think it claims we will not see... It doesn't include Luke, but we will hear his voice saying, "Everything will die with us."
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And apparently, the scene shows Poe with Poe... He says they're in some kind of room, and he's like, "They're almost here." And then it goes to Leia saying, hinting that a shadow has been growing, and we will actually see Supreme Leader Snoke then step out of the shadows, and he will not be CGI.
Oh.
But it'll be a practical effect.
Oh.
And it also, he also teases a family reunion in the film.
Hmm.
Which I think that's Kylo and Luke.
Yeah.
But, again, I believe, just going off what I've kind of put together and how it could work, I have a feeling that Kylo will be the one to reveal Rey's parentage.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Because I think Luke's going to try and keep it from her for as long as possible.
Yeah.
And also on that packaging, Rey is holding the blue lightsaber.
Yes.
So that is a family lightsaber. Obi-Wan kept it for Luke
uh-huh.
to have because it was Anakin's lightsaber.
Yeah.
It's calling to Rey.
That means she's probably a Skywalker. She is a Skywalker.
She is a Skywalker, Solo, whatever.
Right.
Whatever. She's
Skywalker.
Something, but
yeah.
she is Anakin's
yeah.
granddaughter.
Daughter, yeah.
In something.
Absolutely, yeah.
So anyway... So it's kind of exciting. We should be...
It's gotta be soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta be something soon, I would hope.
Yeah. But anyway, so it is plural.
Plural. Mm-hmm.
So, but we also have to remember that, you know, it's always been the Jedi and the Sith. Well, there are no Sith in Force Awakens, in the new... Because they died with...
Yeah.
I don't know. Darth Vader and Palpatine.
So, I mean, but
so
is there's it Snoke and...
No.
No, I mean, they're not...
Nope.
They're starting a new, like,
right,
whatever.
The Knights of Ren.
Not resistance, I guess, but whatever it is, you know.
No. Yeah. The Knights
Bad
of Ren.
Bad guys, yeah.
So, that means that whatever Luke and Rey eventually, whatever they're doing, he could be training her to be something different than a Jedi. We know
Got
she's
it.
A Force user.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where it means that, you know, Luke lost all of his students. Well, now he maybe has figured out, okay, now that Rey is here, we're going to do things differently. And
gotcha.
Yeah. Huh. Or, you know, other people have speculated, well, maybe he's been training these other warriors and keeping it a secret from everyone.
Yeah.
Because... If not, we're kind of right back where we started.
It's true.
And we won't see more lightsaber users.
Right. You're right. You're
until kind of, the next trilogy.
Yeah, you're kind of right.
Which is kind of suck.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So maybe it's not, he's not, you know, the Jedi's didn't work out. They were wiped out or whatever. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, maybe he started like, well, trained sort of Jedi's.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new name, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's a lot of things that are canon, like the gray Jedi, which they're kind of in between.
Mm-hmm.
The good and the bad. And,
ooh.
Because the Jedi, I mean, they had some issues. The fact that you couldn't act on your impulses for right. love and
yeah,
things like that.
Yeah, that's not good. No. I mean, you're strict people. They're going to go nuts.
No, right. Right. Look at nuns.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. They're right? just, yuck. I don't know.
I don't know. anyway, but I think that's it. Right?
That's it. We were going to mention it. There's a new R2-D2.
Oh, right.
You know, Kenny Baker, who played R2-D2 in the originals, died last year. And so they hired a new guy from Scotland. And I just had it pulled up, and I forgot what his name.
That was your one job.
Jimmy B.
There we go.
His name is Jimmy B. He's a Scottish actor. He was on Doctor Who. I guess he's a pretty popular character, but he's going to be playing the new R2.
And we were talking... Why at this point do we need a character inside right. R2? I like the fact that, I mean, these droids, I mean, C-3PO.
Yeah.
I mean, they
that
are,
makes sense.
It makes them maybe a little more relatable, but it's saying that they don't need that actor for, because they're different R2s. So
yeah.
The one R2 with three.
The two-legged is the one that has the person inside, but the three-legged version is remote controlled.
So why couldn't the two-legged...
Right. I don't understand. Oh. Oh, God. Okay.
Don't you love autoplay?
Why does this...
And then you can't figure
turn it,
out...
Turn it off.
Then you can't figure
oh God.
Out...
Oh, no.
...where
no.
it's at.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I don't Close get why they need it in a two...
Yeah.
But whatever.
But, you know, whatever. Sure, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, anyway, there will be a new guy inside R2 this year.
Didn't they say that...
Well,
he's been playing. He did episode 8. That character, that actor, because Kenny Baker actually passed away last year.
Yes, he's doing. Yes, he's doing episode 8. Yes, no 8.
And 8's already finished. It's
he
already
died finished. During filming.
Kenny Baker.
Yeah, Kenny Baker did.
So then this Jimmy V took over.
Yeah, Jimmy V took over.
Point.
Yeah, so he died during. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, he took over in December 2015.
Okay.
It says.
Yeah, because they didn't wrap production until, I think, July.
Yeah.
Last
so,
year.
Yeah. There you go.
God, can you imagine if Carrie Fisher died in the middle of filming?
Right.
That?
Man.
Mm.
I know.
Anyway, and I've been listening to Rebel Force Radio. That's the one Star Wars podcast I've been listening to. And one of, I think it's Jimmy Mack, who's like, I think all signs are pointing to them recasting Leia.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand. I think if any... I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Because I would rather them stick with...
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
because the
they've already
yeah.
planned it out through 9.
Yeah, I mean, they have to, right?
Like, to completely
and honestly,
change
I mean,
it.
Wouldn't Carrie Fisher... I mean, she
right.
wouldn't care.
She was... She loved what they did with her in Rogue One.
Yeah.
So why would they not... I don't know. I don't know if maybe they had the family's now in charge of the state and Billy Lord is like, no, I don't want my mom.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I
don't think so. Billy Lord grew up in a Hollywood family.
Yeah.
Like,
but I think even Carrie Fisher would be like, yeah, go ahead, recast it. You know, I'm dead. So,
or digitally recreate
right,
me.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. But anyway, so they think that either if they really seriously don't go the digital recreation route, that they will recast.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to do that, but...
And we've talked, and we've kind of talked about this, and I know we've talked about it on another podcast, but because of the way this trilogy looks like it's set up with no time passing in between the movies,
mm-hmm.
It looks like they're doing that because then the next trilogy, maybe there's some time that goes in between and that Leia would still be playing some kind of role, not... Maybe obviously a starring role, but she would still be a presence
mm-hmm.
in the next trilogy. So it might be easier to recast the part because that part, even though Carrie Fisher originated it and she is Princess General Leia,
right? Exactly.
It's bigger than her.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Agreed.
So just a bad situation, but I mean, we'll find out. Soon enough, because they start shooting in January of next year.
Yeah, it's
right
soon.
After the next movie's release. So we're going to know.
I would think pretty soon.
Probably pretty soon. And so it's funny, before they did The Force Awakens, there was a chance that maybe one, and it was more Han Solo, that he wouldn't come back for it. So it would have completely redone the story.
Mm.
But for Carrie Fisher's part, I guess there was some... Because she really got screwed on the original trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't even get money residuals for the action figures and stuff. So there was kind kind of a negotiations. And they put out a casting call for General Leia.
Wow.
But that's negotiate. I mean, that's
true. That's
negotiations
true.
Kind negotiations. Of thing. But anyway, so. And there's... Yeah. But anyway.
Okay.
So anyway, oh guys, so we want to know, because I think if anybody's gonna call in,
it's gonna be the Star Wars nerds.
It's gonna be Star Wars nerds, and we gotta get Dylan on here.
We do.
Why have we not thought about that?
I don't know. There's so many of our friends who should be on this podcast, and we never think about it.
All right, we'll reach out to Dylan and a couple others. But anyway, guys, so we have a new number. Or it's our first number, I guess. A number for you guys to call. Leave us a voicemail and tell us what you think about anything about Star Wars
anything.
Or anything.
Really anything. So,
yeah. And we will, as long as it's appropriate,
right.
We'll put it on the podcast. That number is 816-237-8422. 816-237-8422. We'll have it on our Facebook page as well.
Yes, please call us. And again, if calling's not your thing, you can email us at agallonagay@gmail.com. Twitter's agallonagay, and also Facebook agallonagay, and you can message us on any of those platforms, and we'd love to hear from you. So
yeah. Cool. All right, thanks for listening, guys.
Okay, bye.